How Not to Suck a Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information contained herein and provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended and shall not be construed as legal advice. And with that, enjoy the show.
Listen, I know that the idea of using an app to communicate with your co-parent sounds far from what you pictured your life would look like.
But we want you to know that using Our Family Wizard, our favorite co-parenting app, will help make communicating, organizing schedules, and sharing important information so much easier. Take it from me, things can get messy in a divorce. Be proactive and use Our Family Wizard so that your kids aren't exposed to any co-parenting drama.
It's a decision that I wish I would have made when I got divorced. So guys, I want you to see for yourself how Our Family Wizard can help your family. So go to ourfamilywizard.com/notsuck20 and you will get 20% off the Our Family Wizard Essentials subscription. The process of getting divorced might suck, but you don't have to suck at getting divorced.
You have found the only divorce podcast that's hosted by a family law attorney and a recovering comedian. Get ready for action steps, empathy, and a lot of laughs.
This is How Not to Suck at Divorce. You spoke, we listened.
Our number one product, the Divorce Crash Course, is now available as a private podcast.
So for $150, you'll have access to listen to the DCC just like you're listening to this episode right now. You can watch the DCC and you'll get the printable workbook.
More importantly, you'll get insider information to save up to thousands of dollars on your divorce.
The Divorce Crash Course, expert divorce guidance for a fraction of the price. Check out the link in our show notes or visit thedivorcecrashcourse.com. I'm coming at you hot with a question that's a little polarizing.
Oh, I love these types of questions. People either love it or hate it.
Well, with that, what are your thoughts on Shein? What did you think I was going to ask you something about the White House? If you know your audience, let's be real.
I thought it was definitely going to be a little worse for wear, but I'll take it. What are my thoughts?
I don't give a shit right now about global warming. I want to know, what are your thoughts on Shein?
You know, I have a lot of thoughts on Shein, and I usually call it Shein, so I don't know who's pronouncing it right. I don't know. I've heard both. I don't know. Pros and cons. Pros, I like fast fashion. I'm just one of those people. I'm not one of those people that spends like $1 million on a piece that I think I'm going to have in my closet for 15 years. I want to be in the know. So on that side, it's a positive. Not really into the child labor that I've read about with it. Not really my favorite thing. And also it takes about 9 years to get the package on the ship to America and probably now even longer.
Got to pay the kids more to get it here faster.
That's right. You just got to give the kids money and maybe it'll come fast. But those are my immediate thoughts. What are your thoughts of Shein or Shein?
So again, feel free to send us the hate mail if you hate them. And actually, don't send me the hate mail. You can hate them. I don't care. I've never ordered from them before until just recently. And because I wanted to like test it out, you know, like
what? No judgment.
To say I wanted to test it out. I just got the bag this morning and I have to show you. Wait, hang on. We're going to back this camera up so you can see. These pants were like viral all over the interwebs and I got them.
Ooh. All right. So for people who, those are adorable. Okay, so they are like really cute, flowy cheetah pants with a big white stripe down the side. Okay, Andrea, that's a vibe. You are a vibe in those pants. I like it.
Vibe. I also got this t-shirt that I have been eyeing for forever that says more spaghetti, less upsetty, and which I just feel like is my new brand in general. Okay, now here's the good part. So these pants were made by, you know, a four-year-old who probably doesn't have the best measuring skills, right? I ordered a petite small. These pants should fit a caterpillar. They are so tiny, but we're going to tie this into our topic for today. They fucking fit me.
Whoa.
They have turned into a fucking caterpillar.
I love it.
I know.
How good did you feel putting those on when they fit?
Really good.
Wow. Well, you look adorable. So I'm not judging. Again, we don't judge on this podcast, but we do make fun of one another. And I have nothing to make fun of you on. You look good.
I have come a long way from my orange Vuari joggers, my friend.
You still can't.
We have evolved. I mean, of course, those are probably made by at least like a 14-year-old. And now I'm buying clothes for four-year-olds. And again, I don't even know what I have to say about that. But I'm just really happy that I'm in a small. Okay. How did I get here, you might ask? We're going to talk about that in one moment. Okay. So let me set the stage for everybody here. You're going through a divorce. You're thinking about going through a divorce. That's probably why you're listening to this show. And now on top of that, you're feeling extra horrible. And you don't know if an alien invaded your body or what the hell is going on, but you are really losing it.
That is right. And in midlife, specifically as a divorce lawyer, I see a lot of things come through my office besides a divorce. I see, you know, extra things that are coming into these decision making. I see people that aren't feeling good about their weight. I see people that aren't feeling good about where they are with their sleep, with their mood, with their energy. And overall, generally, they're having a hard time focusing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, because I've been through this, that feeling of not feeling like yourself and not being able to make decisions and feeling so icky everywhere, it's a really, really horrible feeling. And it's really isolating. So today we have a really, really, really special conversation that we're bringing to you. It's a little unorthodox. It's a little different than what we usually cover on the show, but you guys stay with me because it's going to pay off big time. Today we're chatting with Joanna Strober. She is the founder and CEO of MIDI. And if you don't know what MIDI is, I'm going to read you what it currently says on their homepage. On the homepage of MIDI, it says, modern healthcare for your second act. Get the midlife care you deserve, the prescriptions you need, and the coverage you worked hard for. Joanna, we are thrilled that you are here with us. Welcome to How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Yay, I'm very excited to be here. Joanna, I am familiar with MIDI. Actually, before I even knew you were coming on our podcast, I'm familiar with MIDI because I saw something I like on my commute home. I like to read the news to unwind, do different things. And this article popped up about this female founder and this really amazing company that's out there now for females. Also, they do work with males occasionally. But I read this whole article about MIDI. And I was like, God, this woman is killing it. Who is this woman? So I went down the rabbit hole trying to figure out who you were, what this company looked like. And then I found you on social media. And I'm like, okay, company's fabulous, female founder, fabulous, and you're doing great work. I am so thrilled that you're here. I'm a little bit of a fangirl. I'm super excited, but I got to pull it back to divorce because our listeners who are like, huh? What the hell is this? You have a MIDI on and Joanna on. Is there an elevator pitch?
No. So, okay, I just have to say, Morgan, with what you were talking about, I don't know if you remember this, but after you were going down the rabbit hole on Joanna, you had texted me and you're like, girl, are you aware of who this person is? Like, she is out there killing it. I'm like, I know. That's who I've been texting you about. You're like, oh, so yes, we're both having a fangirl moment here. So let's go back. MIDI. Okay. We've read people what it says on the website, but if people are still like, I don't get it. Like, what is MIDI? How, if you're hanging out with people at your party, Joanna, and they're playing like a game, let's say after Spin the Bottle is over and you're done making out with everybody else's husbands. And they're like, okay, boring stuff. What do you do? How do you describe what you do and what MIDI is? So honestly, we founded MIDI to help women in midlife, which is a really big part of your life, to feel better and to feel good and to thrive. And it sounds, when you ask for an elevator pitch, I feel like it's much more than an elevator pitch is how I think of it. The truth is the fluctuations that we all experience starting around in our 30s that have to do with our hormones have a really big impact on our life. And that has just been ignored by the medical profession. And so I think about myself, and when I was in my mid-40s, I was angry all the time. I was having hot flashes, but I was having my period, so no one thought it was menopause. I was going to marriage therapy, and every week we would talk about my lack of interest in sex. And my husband would be frustrated with that, and we would talk about it. And the marriage therapist never once said, well, have you considered that this could be related to your hormones? And maybe if you had vaginal estrogen, or maybe if you had, you know, other therapies, that you could feel better. And it took me years before I got the right doctor. They put me in an SSRI for depression. I went to go get a sleep study. I was told to get more therapy. No one ever said, well, this could be perimenopause. And so that's what we're fixing. So it's not such an elevator pitch. It's really more, if you're not feeling good, we want to be there to support you from a perspective of thinking of you as a woman first.
Morgan, do you know what her story reminds me of? Reminds me of the story that I talk about on our show when I finally had that one doctor help me figure out that what I was suffering from was a panic disorder. And it wasn't my body falling apart from having, you know, a tumor in my stomach or my gallbladder, this, right? Like everyone, nope, it was really challenging to find someone who can give me a holistic approach to what's going on with you. And it was that, Joanna, that led me to look at my marriage, my first marriage, and be like, okay, this is not good for me. So with what you experienced, and now you run this amazing platform, help me understand, like, help me fill in the gap here. What do you have a background in, like being a superhero? Are you, you're not a hormone doctor, correct? So, like, help me make sense of this.
You know, honestly, I'm very lucky. I live in Palo Alto in Silicon Valley, and a lot of my career has been around finding, identifying interesting problems and then seeing what you can do to solve them. So, you know, when I was pregnant in many years ago in 1998, I actually funded Baby Center, for example, which was, you know, the first company really targeting moms who were pregnant. And it was because I saw the problem, and these people were starting a company to guide women through their pregnancies. So a number of times in my career, I wrote a book called Getting to 50-50, which was about helping women stay in the workforce after having kids. So I've just been super interested in how to help and use technology or use different solutions to help women. That's really been my passion.
Okay. I love it. I have so many questions. I have like 900. I'm going to just parse them out right now. So I'm on your website and I am looking at all the things that MIDI can help with. I'm seeing everything from sleep, cancer and survivorship, mood and memory, hair and skin, weight, sexual issues, and then peri and menopause. Do you do anything that I didn't mention? Not that I didn't mention 1 million things.
You know, essentially, I think of us as just women's health experts. So we really can take care of most things relating to women's health that don't require in-person care.
Okay. What if a man wants help? Are you going to turn him away?
No, we don't turn him away. No discriminating. We have men coming. They often, a friend of theirs or their spouse has referred them, and they come and they need help with either hair loss issues or weight issues, and we can take care of them as well. But our focus is on women.
I love it. Okay. So Joanna, let's bring it back to divorce. You told Andrea and I, before we even hit record, a pretty interesting story that brings it back into divorce and why MIDI can help people. Can you share that story with us?
Yeah. So I was at a party and a man came up to me and he said, you know, I am divorced. I did not have sex with my wife for 16 years before we got divorced. And I wonder if I had known about MIDI, if I would still be divorced. And he said, I really wish I had known about you earlier. It could have changed my path. I don't know, but he was very curious and asking a whole lot of questions about what could have been different in his life if they had known that this was part of their problems.
Totally understand. And that's such an interesting story from somebody who's been through it. And one of the things that if our listeners are here and they're thinking to myself, oh my God, all right, I've already got a lawyer like Morgan. I got to deal with her all the time. I have to do all this paperwork for my divorce.
I'm miserable. I'm dying inside. I'm 20 pounds overweight. I'm midlife. I'm trying to take care of kids. How can I add one more appointment to my long list of to-dos to try to get it figured out and figure out if it is my hormones or my sleep? What is MIDI really going to do for them when they actually go on your website and sign up for an appointment?
We have a lot of divorced ladies coming to us, actually, a lot. And they come because they are ready for their second act, right? They're ready to lose weight. They want to sleep better. They want to have sex again. And they come for all of that. You know, the great thing about telehealth is that it's incredibly easy to meet with us. We are in all 50 states. We have insurance coverage. And, you know, we take care of everyone from Fortune 50 CEOs to Amazon factory workers. And we provide really good care to all of them. It's online. It's really easy to book a visit. You just do it. We have people doing it from, you know, their bedroom closet, from their office, from the car. We make it really easy to do the visits. And then we just send your prescriptions to whatever pharmacy you want to make it really very efficient for you to get the care.
And what about insurance?
It's all covered by insurance. So 95% of our patients have insurance coverage. So if you have a PPO plan, it should cover it.
Joanna, you are a miracle worker here. And one of the things I want to say is that if you're thinking about it, meaning your body isn't right, MIDI is the place to go. Because if you're a female, like Andrea and I have had this conversation over and over again, which is it's really hard, even in a metropolitan city like where we are, Chicago, to find a provider that is up to speed on the healthcare, you know, requirements of peri and postmenopause, or even the weight loss. I feel like everyone is just handing it out left and right. You don't know if it's, you know, the guy down the street that just opened up a medical clinic. So we want real providers that are taking care of people. And Joanna, I think what you've created is fabulous because these people are actually in the know. And it's really hard to find those people these days.
I have so much that I want to share with you guys. And I usually don't like pull back the curtain completely on my life because I feel like I have to like keep, you know, something to myself, but this is not that time. So I'm going to share with everybody exactly what I went through because I think that there are so many correlations. Now, I went through this journey post-divorce because for everyone who listens to the show regularly, I've been divorced for several years. I'm happily remarried, but I can only imagine if I were going through my divorce when the bottom fell out, how hard it would have been for me to focus, for me to make important decisions. Morgan, we talk about it all the time. Divorce already feels impossible because you're meeting somebody at their very worst. And then you're tasking them with make these really important decisions and you can't fuck this up because this is really big. But their brains are like, they're exhausted. They're emotional. They're scared. Those are the best ways to make mistakes, right? Exhaust somebody. It's like putting them on a reality show, right? We all read the articles about how on Love is Blind, they were like, you know, starved and they never slept. And all they did was drink alcohol out of those weird gold cups. Minus the gold cups. That's divorce, you know? Like, and now you've got to choose who's going to have the kids on what day and all the money stuff, and you're just spent. So I want to tell everybody what I went through. As I said, I am remarried. Things in my daily life were feeling like on paper, everything was good. I was in a good spot. I just moved into a beautiful brand new home. Blending our families was working out really well. And then all of a sudden, I woke up one day and all of the joy was gone. All of the joy was gone. We're not talking like a slow trickle into sad land. We're talking like gone, baby, gone. I already take Zoloft. I do have a history of like high anxiety, a panic disorder, all of this. But this felt different. This just felt weird and dark. I had also been in the dark about how my body was physically changing, but it was physically changing. I was getting a lot larger on the bottom. And I have a healthy lifestyle. I worked out every single day. I mean, not every single day. Like, who really does that? I love how we say that, but then you're like, really, what do you do? And you're like, okay, I worked out most days, sometimes.
But I ate well. I did all the things. But and this is the craziest part. The sound of people outside mowing the lawn was making me want to kill somebody. If I was on a call and I could hear like the landscapers outside, at one point, I actually went to the window and said, "Can you shut the fuck up?" Like a crazy person. So I was in a bad spot. And I finally go to my husband and I'm crying to him. And he looks at me and he's like, "Okay, so finally you're ready to talk about it." He's like, "Andrea, I don't know what's going on with you, but you have not been you for a while. And I have to tell you, I'm kind of worried about our marriage because you're gone. You have been just not accessible." He's like, he's like, "Being around you has been hard because you're snapping at everybody. You always look like so sad, like the sad Care Bear." He's like, and I'm thinking, what is she sad about? We just moved into a beautiful new home. Our kids are good. Like we're newlyweds. So then I started to think and I realized, oh, remember that hysterectomy that I had a year ago?
Oh, wow.
And like, Joanna, I had no call from a doctor.
Wow.
Saying you should look at what's about to happen to you.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Isn't that crazy? I'm so sorry.
And I know for women who are going through perimenopause that they tend to have like a slower trickle down. This was a sharp dive. But I have to tell you, after trying out, and I did try out other platforms as well, I tried going the doctor route, but then I found, oh my God, all of the doctors who are really talking about this, number one, aren't taking insurance.
Right.
Number two, you can't get in from a year from now. Mm-hmm. I can't put in my car off a cliff in that time.
Yeah.
It was going to be $450 an hour.
Yep.
When I finally found Midi, after the first appointment, which shout out Kira Dent, I'm obsessed with her. That's my provider. My husband refers to her as my friend, which is a whole other story. I need to make more friends. She's my friend. I mentioned that to her yesterday in our appointment. I think it made her uncomfortable. But like, to me, she's my friend. I pay for another story. But I cried. And now I feel like I'm going to get emotional again because there is something really weird that happens when somebody finally listens to you and looks at you and doesn't judge and has an answer. And Morgan, I know that we've talked about this with you. You've had that with clients who like after they finally get it out and you say to them, okay, oh God, I really am going to start crying right now. But like you say, okay, here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do. And they start sobbing. And it's not because they're emotional that they're getting a divorce. They're so relieved to get a plan.
That's right. It's the relief. It's the strategy in a divorce. It's the plan. And Andrea is over there, you know, fanning her eyes, trying to get to her.
Cry. It's so stupid.
It's not stupid. It's the same thing. It's when you're going through a divorce and you don't have a plan. When you're a female and you feel out of body or out of control and you don't have a plan. And one of the things, Joanna, that you said that's just keeps going round and round in my head, it pertains to so much. It's, you know, are you ready for your second act? It could be a female, your second act. It could be just coming out, meaning you've just gotten a divorce or you're in the middle of one and your second act is you're going to come back stronger and better. And it's just such a cool slogan that you guys have come up with. But I want to go back to Midi. Let's just say there's a listener out there. They're going through the divorce process. They're not feeling like themselves. It could be, let's throw peri and menopause out the window. It could be sleep. It could be weight. It could be they're not having any sex. They don't want to. Whatever it is. Walk me through the process with Midi. What happens when someone goes on the website? You know, what are they paying and when will they be seen once they fill out all their information?
So first, I just want to remind you, when you say throw out peri and menopause, like, that is sleep, weight gain, anxiety. Like you're thinking perimeno equals hot flashes, but honestly, it's the mood changes. It's the brain fog. It is the sleep. It's all the shit. Honestly, it is.
That's a great reminder.
That is a great reminder. So most of what you're going to experience in your health
after, you know, around 35 is going to be related to your hormones. And that is perimenopause, menopause, but most of the stuff is that. So I just want to like you to think about that. If you're not feeling right, a lot of women don't want to say I'm in perimenopause. Don't worry if you're in perimenopause. Just know that menopause means you stopped having your period. Peri is everything before it.
It's not the most sexy term, right? You don't want to do it.
So that's why I don't want to get rid of the term. Like peri just equals pre, right? Like peri is pre. Just means before.
Fair.
So what we have found is that anyone, honestly, after your 30s, probably is experiencing some estrogen fluctuations. And if anything that's going on in your body that doesn't feel right, and I was that person, Andrea, like you, I was yelling at my husband all the time. He was saying, we may have to get divorced. I can't live with you. It was bad. And that's what when I think it makes me cry thinking about the number of times I went to the marriage therapist. I'm like, the marriage therapist made me feel like shit every single time. Why do you not want to have sex? Why are you yelling at your husband?
You can't help it.
You can't help it.
And that is the thing that I think really needs to be shouted from the rooftops is, we talked about this in another episode, Morgan, with that amazing doctor that we brought on, Dr. Cushing, who talked about just the hormonal changes in general and how hard it is for some reason for doctors to diagnose it. But you can't ignore it. If you were physically really, really sick, you wouldn't put it off. You wouldn't say like, oh, fuck, my left arm fell off. You know what? I'll tape it back on. I'll go about my day. We'll figure it out. Like, no, you would go and get it treated. So the fact that we just ignore this and we think like, oh, I guess it's normal to feel like shit.
Yeah.
Feel like shit.
This is something controversial that I'm going to say, and then I want to go back to my last question. But sometimes I wonder how many marriages could be saved if what people were going through was handled, like the underlying issue.
Yep.
Because, you know, what I see, and I'm probably, you know, I'm not selling myself. My services are divorcing people. That's how I make money. But part of me, the real good-hearted part of me, is thinking to myself, yeah, how many marriages can we save? And I like to see if it's salvageable, I want to save it. So I'm going to go back to Mitty. Walk us through the process, Joanna. Yeah. One's like,
I'll get to the process. But one thing I actually say to ladies all the time is, I cannot make your husband nicer. I can't like make him lose weight. I can't fix a lot of those things, but I can actually make it so sex doesn't hurt and that you're not scared of it. And, you know, that is a huge thing. And I can help it so that, you know, so there are desire medications we can prescribe for you so that if you've lost your sexual desire, we can prescribe medications to help that come back. Again, there are a lot of interpersonal things going on we can't fix, but at least we can deal with the physical things. And then you can decide based on that, what is physical and what's emotional.
Totally. And if your husband is a sloppy, lazy, fat fuck and you hate him, then yes.
Yes.
No. I'm just, sometimes it was their fault. Okay, right. Sometimes it's me and my hormones. I'm sorry, I can't connect with you. No, sometimes they just fucking suck. So if they suck or they're a total dick,
yes,
move on to some fresh dick. We're here to help.
No, that's exactly, I could get you in an ad. That is my point. So I like need to like, so that's what I'm trying to like say to people. And then, you know, like, we can't fix all of these things. Sometimes it is absolutely not fixable, but you can start by trying to fix some of these things. And, you know, then we can go from there. But I mean, signing up for Ask Morgan is incredibly easy. You just go to the website. You say what state you're in. We see if your insurance is covered. If your insurance is covered, great. If it's not, we have a cash pay. You sign up for a visit. You just book a time. In most states, it's within just a few days. You have a visit with us. We might send you to get a blood test. We might send you medications. And then you come back and you iterate. And the iterating is really important. It's not a one size fit all. I joke that like some people like think of like hormones as from a vending machine, like just buy it. Mm-hmm. But we don't like that. Like we think of it as an iteration process. We'll start you on one level. We'll then start a higher level or we'll add another medication. Maybe you want testosterone. We'll add that. It's a lot of iterating.
So I'll tell you what I went through. So like I mentioned before, I did work with another platform initially and I was not happy. It wasn't right for me. It was very much like, boop, 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 boop. Here you go. Goodbye.
And I'm like, wait, that's it? Like, no hug? No high five? Like, no, like, good luck? No.
With Mitty, what I really liked is, number one, I felt like my best friend Kira gave me so much time in the appointment. It wasn't like, okay, so what are you coming in here for today? Here's some estrogen. Here's this. Good luck. You know, get out of here. It was like, okay, like, tell me everything. Give me the full picture. You talk and talk and talk. And then, yeah, they give you a place to start from. My initial dosage of estrogen, and I chose to do it with the patch, wasn't high enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back the next time and I'm like, I'm still, should I be feeling better? Because I feel bad. I feel like you're going to be mad at me, but I'm not. She's like, no, yes, you should have. When I finally got up to the right level, I will tell you guys, it took about 3 days. I was sitting on the couch next to my husband. He said something that was funny. It was a one-off. I started laughing and he looked at me and he said, oh my God, you're back.
Oh,
like, what? Like, what do you mean? And he was like, Andrea, this is the first time that I've seen you again in a long time. And I looked at him and that motherfucker had tears in his eyes. And he's like, I don't even have the words right now. He's like, this is amazing. And you don't even know how bad you are when you're in it. Yeah. And I think going back to people who are divorcing, yeah, you might not have that moment where like your soon to be ex to say, hey, like, hate you right now, but you look good. Looks like things are working out. But you're going to feel a difference. You're going to feel like the things that at one point felt insurmountable, you're going to feel like you have the tools now to do the hard things. It is, and I don't say this lightly, it has changed my life. Hand to God, and not only with just the estrogen, but with so many other things that I'll get to in a minute.
It's because you can fit into your hot pants now, isn't it?
I mean, it's basically, I mean, like, let's just say, okay, we'll skip to the good part. So after I got the estrogen to the right level, my bestie Kira and I were talking. I'm like, look, hormone-wise, I'm feeling good, but I still feel, I'm like kind of puffy. I feel like the hormones have helped a smidge, but I don't know. Don't judge me. I see everybody talking about like the GLP-1s. I don't think I'm like, do I qualify? Like, I'm not really overweight, but I feel like after like what I'm in right now, it has been impossible for me to drop. What do you think? Then I said to her, I saw this really interesting article that Mitty put out about microdosing. I cannot tell you guys, this is the first time I've said this out loud on the show, and I kind of feel like I should tell my friends and family first, but fuck them. You guys, just from microdosing on semaglutide in, how long has it been? Maybe 2 months. I'm down 10 pounds.
Yay.
Yeah. And I feel absolutely incredible. And it has been a long time since I have been able to say that. And just like with the hormones, I check in with Kira every month. So it's like, hey, how's it going? What are you feeling? What are the side effects? Do you want to tweak it? Do you want to not? What's going on? We're now getting stuff for my hair. She gave me all these really cool tips about things that can go on my face that have helped me. Like, it is, I'm telling you, I think the other big thing, Morgan, is that when you're going through a divorce, you already feel, well, we just talked about this on the episode we recorded yesterday about having a good team around you. You don't want to overuse like people like your attorney, right? They're a very expensive hourly rate. Don't go to them and talk about your vagina. Like, they're not interested. They're not licensed in that department. But like, you need and deserve a really good team of people who can help you through this transition. And if you've got other things going on, it feels so good to have support and to have a community and to have answers.
Agreed. And Joanna, getting back to this divorce, you know, scenario that we always talk about, if someone's listening to this episode and they're thinking, yeah, this might be me, not sure, I'm just going to leave it because I don't have enough time. Is there any risk to them ignoring this problem? Is it going to just get better on its own?
Yeah. So actually, I think that's super important to understand. You know, in the same way that your eyes just kind of get worse and we put on glasses or contacts, your estrogen is going down. It's not getting better. It's just not going back up again. You may have some fluctuations, but it's on its way down. So I want to actually say clearly, there are risks to waiting. So if your bones, like mine, are, if you're at all at risk of having osteoporosis, then starting estrogen early actually keeps your bones strong and makes it so they don't go down. If you wait too long, it's actually much harder to regain some muscle mass. So in addition to weightlifting, hormones is actually the best way to keep your bones strong. And you can start that in your early 40s, right? And so then you don't have to worry as much about osteoporosis, osteopenia. There's also some emerging research, and I'm going to say it's emerging, but it's actually pretty interesting about estrogen being protective for your heart, estrogen being protective for your brain. So there are downsides to waiting. I do believe that you're going to find that a combination of hormone replacement therapy and perhaps GLP-1s are the best two longevity medications for women. And wow. So waiting doesn't help.
Wow.
We talked about this when we interviewed our doctor friend, but let's talk for a moment about people who are hesitant to start estrogen because of cancer implications. Okay. So did she explain 100% that there is zero correlation between breast cancer and estrogen?
I just wanted to hear you say it.
Okay. I don't want to. Yeah. The research is wrong. Anything you've said that you've heard out there has just been proven incorrect. There is zero correlation between breast cancer taking estrogen. So in that study that's been debunked, the people who took estrogen alone and not progesterone actually had a 30% lower risk of breast cancer. So there is no reason to be scared of that. If you are on estrogen, you should have mammograms every year so that we can make sure that you don't have breast cancer. And if you do, you would discontinue the estrogen. But there's no reason to be scared of estrogen.
What kind of language do you use when somebody gets that MIDI is really helpful, but they're kind of like, telehealth, I don't know, I'm kind of old school. I prefer sitting in a waiting room on a plastic chair, flipping through old copies of Highlights magazine.
I love it. You know, the thing is, honestly, it's the number one reason people don't get care. Right? I mean, taking a day off of work to go to the doctor is mostly an impossibility. So you're kind of choosing between no care and getting the right care. Most people are not choosing between the $1,000 concierge doctor and getting MIDI. If you want to go to a $1,000 beautiful office and you care a lot about being served coffee and having that's great. I have no objection to people who want to do that. My job is to give that kind of care and the same level of care you would get at a $1,000 concierge doctor to everyone. And that's really what we're doing.
And you can do both. Like, I'm
absolutely
a category of people where, like, yeah, I kind of everything you described, I'm like, yep, that sounds good. I want the coffee. I want the nice seat. I want the attention. But there's no reason why you can't do both. You can see MIDI, absolutely. MIDI can treat, and you can, you know. What about other things that MIDI can do for you? So we've touched on like the hormones, we've talked about the weight loss, and I just want to go back to the weight loss for a minute because I think we kind of zhuzhed over that real quickly. Joanna, if somebody says to a MIDI provider, and by the way, these are not just randos on the street who you're giving the like MIDI crown to. These are licensed professionals. They're saying, okay, I want to lose weight. Are they just handing out GLP-1s like Skittles, or how are they giving it out? And tell us more about that.
So I'm going to challenge you a little bit about the concept of handing it out like Skittles. You know, I actually feel like women have been disempowered about their weight in a weird way. And it's like we're criticized for wanting to lose weight. And you're told, oh, you're not obese. You're not going to lose weight. Just go exercise and diet. And we were one of the first people who looked at these weight loss medications and said, why are they only available for people who are obese? And we started saying, you know, if someone comes to us and they've gained 20 pounds in the last few years and they feel terrible about themselves and their clothes don't fit, do we need to have an artificial BMI cutoff in order to give them the medication? And the answer was no. And so we actually were some of the earliest people to say, we're going to give access to people who would like to lose weight in a healthy way and would like some extra tools, which is how I think about the GLP-1s, to do that. And that actually took a lot of courage, I have to tell you. When we first started doing it, we really felt strongly that it was the right thing for our patients. And so we do it in a safe way. We monitor you. We don't just, you know, give you a medication and send you off into the wild. You have to come back for repeat visits. We're making sure you're not losing too much weight. We're going to talk to you about fiber, and we're going to talk to you about protein, and we're going to talk to you about weightlifting, and we're going to talk to you about the other things you need to do in collaboration with the weight and with the weight medications. But I guess I'm just challenging, like, yes, it's within medical care. We are taking care of you. I believe that you should have autonomy. And if you would like to lose weight, we can help you to do that.
Two questions for you, Joanna. And this is just my curiosity, not as a divorce lawyer. So back to MIDI. And if you are prescribing these medications, two things come to mind, at least I've heard kind of on the street. One is, what kind of medications are they prescribing? Because I've heard a lot of kind of horror stories about compounding versus the real stuff, et cetera. So if you can speak to that. And the second thing is, are there any real downsides that you've read or any research that you've seen for long-term usage of these GLP-1s currently?
I mean, I think, you know, there's obviously a lot of emerging research. I believe it's going to be shown to be the best longevity medicine out there. So
statement.
Yeah. So again, I'm not a doctor, but I read all the research. And as I said, there's emerging research that taking GLP-1s can be preventing Alzheimer's. It's emerging, but it's some powerful evidence. I most longevity doctors that I speak to are prescribing GLP-1s just for longevity, not even just for weight loss. So that is something that I think you're going to start seeing more and more of. I would actually think that, yeah, I think you're going to start seeing more and more of that. And then I'm going to contradict you on the compounding. So,
all right.
So the truth is that there are safe compounding pharmacies.
Okay.
And it is not the case that just the fact that something is compounded, these medications have been compounding for the past 20 years. Semaglutide has been compounded safely for the past 20 years. And there is no reason why a safe compounding pharmacy cannot give you the same benefits as the branded version. And most people can't afford the branded version. And this is a really good option for them. Now, does that mean you should get it at the back of a nail salon? No.
Which I've heard about those places. Yeah. You go for your nails and you get a shot. God knows what they're shooting you up with. And it's $250. It's like wham, bam, thank you, nail salon. But back to this, MIDI obviously vets the compounding pharmacies that you're going through, correct?
Yeah. So we do. We do a lot of work before we would work with a compounding pharmacy. And we do a lot of work before we work with a compounding pharmacy, but we do work with compounding pharmacies. We work with compounding pharmacy for testosterone. We work with them for vaginal cream. We work with them for our face cream that we present. And we work with them for the GLP-1s. And we feel really confident in the pharmacies that we work with.
Talk to me for a minute about testosterone. What does that do for a woman? Because that's the one thing I haven't shot myself up with. But I've got a manicure later, so if I get me some. No, but tell me, like, what does that do for someone?
Yeah. So there's proven evidence. It's very low dose testosterone. We do not recommend the pellets. No shots. It's a cream.
Okay.
Very low dose cream. But it is proven for improved libido, but it is also, there's emerging evidence that it could be good for your for your brain and for your bones and for mood. And so we have people trying it for a variety of different things. And again, my job isn't to like gatekeep.
Right.
If you're interested in trying it and it's safe, you got to get a lot of blood tests. We have to make sure that you get the blood tests and that you make sure you're not taking too much. So we got to do a lot of testing and handholding, but I recommend trying it.
What I love, again, and I'm going to go back to this,
This is not the kind of platform, you guys, where you just add a bunch of things to cart, check out, and you're like, okay, well, gonna get me my estrogen, my testosterone, and my progesterone, and some weight loss pills. No, you're gonna talk to a provider who's gonna guide you through this. You don't just this is not the Shein of healthcare. Whoa, look how I tied that together. But so you're gonna have somebody guiding you. We're just kind of telling you all the fun things that you can do. With that, Joanna, what's coming up? Is there something new happening for Midi? Because my best friend Kira was telling me something and I kind of
Did she talk about the longevity offering?
Yeah. So I'm super excited. So here's what we've looked at. Like if you look at the world of longevity, it's been very male dominated. It's been, you know, all these male bro influencers who are talking about living to 150.
Saw that documentary. Are you flipping up the
Morgan, did you see it? Don't die.
Oh, yes. I've seen it.
Oh, God.
Right.
All right. Continue.
So I'm not interested in that. Honestly, I just want to be like a healthy grandmother. I want to be able to run after my grandkids and I want to, you know, keep my bones strong and my brain strong and my heart strong for as long as possible. And so we're basically designing a women's longevity product. So we will figure out with you what blood tests you need to get, what cancer screenings you need to get, what genetic testing you need to get, and then we'll help you optimize. So we're adding different longevity medications to our formula. We're going to work with compounding pharmacies to create some of these for you. But a lot of it is pretty basic blocking and tackling. It's not the super fancy stuff. It's like, what is the basics of women's healthcare and the preventative things that you can do, again, to become a healthy grandmother and to lead the life that you want to lead as into your 80s. And so that's really what we're thinking about. That to us, that's the women's longevity version. And we're very excited about that.
Joanne, I feel like I came in to meet with myself right now because like Andrea said, I feel like there's a plan. There's a strategy. Yeah. I feel in this conversation, I'm feeling much more comfortable. I'm like leaving with a pep in my step. I'm like, all right, there's a plan for us out there. And honestly, you are a trailblazer. This company is a trailblazer. And it does relate back into divorce because so many people are going through a horrible time in divorce and may not even know what's going on in their own body and how that's contributing either to the divorce process or maybe the detriment of their marriage.
I just want to add with regard to divorce that we see a lot of people after their divorce and they're doing so well, like they're thriving and, you know, they're coming to us because they want to have more sex and they want to feel great and we're able to help them with that. But I used to joke that we should have a whole section on our site for post-divorce women on all the things that you can do to thrive because that is a population that comes to us and they are like glowing. They're like, I'm having more sex than I've had in such a long time and I look better and like the happiness there is actually really strong. And
we're gonna have to do a second episode. We're going to do divorce women blow up.
I mean, we're really good looking girls to head up that section.
I know
people who host a podcast. What I love about this whole conversation is so often what we talk about on this show, it's heavy and it's kind of dark and it's scary. And we work so hard to bring the levity because we want to make these conversations palatable because the only way that we can teach you something is if we help you all relax and take a breath so we can guide you on, like, don't do this in your divorce, do this instead. But this conversation, you guys, just like we say with relationships, everybody deserves to be happy. If you were born, you deserve to be happy. Every single person out there with a heartbeat deserves to be happy. But it doesn't just come to you. You've got to go and do the work. Midi is an easy way to go and get your happy. And maybe it's not even getting your happy back. Maybe it's your happy for the first time. Because if there are people out there who are like me, where they're looking back on their marriage and they're like, well, fuck, I don't think it was ever good. That's okay. Because 5 years out, your life will look dramatically different. I was a very unhappy person for most of my life. Until I did the work that I needed to do. And now I'm in a totally different place. And with the help of Midi, I am probably the absolute happiest I have ever been. It is.
I actually can attest to that as your friend and co-host of this show. I have seen you where you have dipped. And I now know that you are in such a good place. And I do attribute it to Mitty and getting the help that you need. So, Andrea, I'm glad you're back on this podcast.
Thank you. And with the help of the four-year-old who made these pants together, baby.
Not a small petite. Get the fuck out. I'm in losing it. The kid could have still been in utero. And look at me. Here I am. Right. Yeah.
Guys, it is possible. It is all so possible. You just have to go and get the right team and let Mitty be a part of that team. Full disclosure, we are so obsessed with Mitty. We're going to be chatting with them for a long time. This is not the first time you're going to hear us talking about them. We're getting into a long-term committed relationship. Yay. So you're going to hear about this because it's important. And guys out there, listen, no shame. Reach out. If you want to lose some weight so you can go be that hot piece of D that everybody wants, go do it. I mean, we all deserve to feel good and look good. I know Morgan's over there dying. Have I ever said hot piece of D on this podcast?
I don't even know. I don't even know if we can cut that out because...
No, I just say hot piece of D. Hot.
Necessary. We're getting censored for sure.
I honestly, we can't thank you enough, guys. We're going to have a direct link in the show notes of where you can go and learn more about Mitty.
Thank you.
So why did we just have a lengthy conversation about hormones and weight loss and feeling like garbage on a divorce podcast? Well, because this is what goes on in the background when you're attempting to navigate something that's really scary and hard. And just like how we don't want you to ignore if your left arm falls off, we don't want you to ignore other things that are really going to have an impact in how you're able to feel and how you're able to make decisions. I don't want you yelling at your landscapers like I was when you're trying to figure out your financial affidavit. And yeah, parts of the things that we talk about are funny and light, but at the heart of it, this ain't funny. This right. is light. This is real stuff.
Right. It's no joke. We're not joking about your life and we're not joking about how you feel at all. That's why we brought this on. It's a kind of a unique topic for us because we don't always have, you know, companies like Mitty come on, but it is related to divorce. And we were thrilled to have them on because like Andrea and I just talked about on our other episode, it's about building out your team. To me, Mitty could be part of your team just to make the process a little bit easier. Because remember this, divorce is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Not every day is a good day. And guess what? If you're in the middle of the shit that you just heard about, probably not many days are good days until you get the help that you may need. So just know that we've got this and we have got you on this topic.
Keep going. Don't give up. Don't give up on being happy. Don't give up on being healthy. Your happily ever after is just a few decisions away. We love you. We are here for you. Please go rate and review our show. Follow us on social media. Join our private community. And go check out Mitty. I think you owe it to yourself.
Could not agree more. And on your worst days, remember, you have got this.
And we have got you.